Ah, no me escuchaba. Ya me escucho de golpe, déjenme poner un poco de música. Okay, how are you everybody? I hope everybody's doing good. You are not in the wrong place. This is Radio Latino 104.6, 104.6. La razón por la que estoy hablando en inglés el día de hoy es porque tengo two Kiwi guests that are going to be with us from Haunted Oakland, and we're going to be doing some amazing things. So I'm not going to introduce them just yet, because first, guys, I'm going to give you the news of the week. No, that was not what I wanted. I wanted the intro from the news, please. I still need to get better at this. Latinos, hopefully everybody's doing great. We are starting the year. The weather in Oakland is absolutely amazing. We are completely live on the 17th of January, 2020. It's crazy. We're already in 2020. And some events are happening for the Latin community, in case that you guys are interested. The Paul Bowser Flamenco Tour is going to start on the 23rd of January. Can we hear some music at the background? A little bit, yeah. My sound system engineer is saying yes, so everything is good. If you guys want to see this Paul Bouncer Flamenco tour, go to the Oakland Q Theater. It's gonna be there on the 23rd of January at 8:30. From 8:30 to 10:30, it's gonna be 2 hours and it's $59. It's gonna be a lot of musicians, flamenco musicians. And it's going to be amazing about flamenco and all of that for all the Spanish community that are out there that are interested in flamenco. Please, you know where to go. And also, there is a Brazilian festival on the 25th of January at 11. This is going to be a festival. So it's from 11 in the morning to 7 p.m. in the afternoon in the Rocket Park, Oakland, in 773 New North Road. Brazilian festival. There is a lot of Brazilian people in New Zealand. So, brigado. Beso en la boca, escucha del pasado, eu preciso de você. That's pretty much all my Portuguese. But anyway, I'm going to put something that's going to prepare us for what it's coming. A little bit of evil. Like, we can hear some evil. I want to please a round of applause for my guest. Well, two guests. One of them, he was already here before. And the other one is new. I've been writing down the name because I've been saying it wrong for like 20 times. But please, give it up for Barbara and Mark for Haunted Oakland. Oh.
Yes. Hello.
There you go.
Yeah.
Mark, thank you for coming back. Barbara, thank you for joining us today. How are you guys today?
Awesome. It's great to be back. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. It's great to have you back. Last time we got you, the time was not enough. And today we have something very special, Mark. But before jumping to what we are doing, guys, what are you working on it? Is there any new plans, any new projects? I know Mark is going soon overseas to do some interesting research. So
yeah, we've only just begun the year, of course, but we've got quite a few big plans for the new year coming up. A lot of filming. For some projects we've got coming up, some more book writing. We've got quite a few investigations lined up for the first half of the year. So expect lots from us. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. No. Definitely completely excited, because we're not just having them to talk to us about paranormal things in New Zealand or elsewhere. Today, live in the studio of Planet FM, hopefully the people from the Planet FM is not listening to this, because maybe this is my last show. But hopefully not. So we're going to be playing the Ouija board, or Ouija, as we said. There you go. Mark is showing it very proud to the people that are watching this on Facebook. So we're going to be playing. I don't know if some of you have played it or not. I'm already receiving a lot of messages. I need to say, Mark, that I never received so many messages of don't do it like in this time. It's crazy. Like, everybody was like, don't do it. What are you trying to do it? Like, I get messages saying, like, oh, playing with the evil. That's not smart. What do you think about that, Mark? Are we going to touch any bad thing here, or?
No. Straight answer, no. I mean, there are a lot of misconceptions. There are a lot of myths about the Ouija board. And most of them come from people that have never actually played one. It all depends on intention and what you believe, and what you, you know,
what you
your mindset at the time you're playing it.
Have you played, like, do you play it all the time? I'm just assuming that this is for you, like, your
magazine. Really.
Like, you're in the toilet playing, like, oh, let's see what's going on.
No. For me, it's not really a game. It's just something I enjoy the artwork. I enjoy the artwork and just the history of them. For me, it hasn't got anything to do with demons or portals or anything like that. It's more of a sort of a historical thing.
Can you tell us a little bit the story of the Ouija board, like where it's coming from, how long it's been here, why people say that you can contact the paranormal with it? Like,
yeah, well, they've been around for many, many years. I mean, talking boards, which is what they were originally called, talking boards. Ouija was just a trade name. It's a trademark name from the Parker brothers who created a form of talking board.
And become millionaires selling it, I guess.
Yeah. But they've been around since the mid sort of 1800s, really. They've been around a long time under different sort of versions. Whether it be sort of letters on a table with a wine glass or in a board form, you know, they come in many different forms, but it's the same concept.
So what it is like all the letters of the alphabet and all the numbers, right?
Yep. It's basically, it wasn't originally created as a spiritual contact for board. It was more sort of as a game it was more of a social thing, really. It was, couples would use it for during courtship. You know, they would ask the board questions, will we get married?
Really?
Yes or no. And it was kind of a courting ritual. Very much like that Magic 8 Ball.
Yes.
And all those, and things like that.
So the bad connotation, you think it's thanks to Hollywood that you've been playing, like...
Definitely.
All these movies that kids played and they got crazy and...
There was a movie, I think it came out in the 70s, I think it was the 70s or 80s, it was called The Witchboard. And that was one of the first movies that came out that showed the Ouija board in a dark light. And that had the planchet actually flew off the board and cut the guys through the neck and killed them in the movie.
Oh, okay.
And then after
good
that,
to know.
Yeah, and then after that, there was The Exorcist, and that had a Ouija board in it, and of course, that freaked a lot of people out. But basically, a lot of people that we've encountered that have a go at the Ouija board, they're going in expecting something to happen. They're going in expecting demons, expecting bad things to happen. So anything that does happen during that session, they attribute it to being something paranormal.
You get out there and you heard your uncle or something, you're like, because I played the Ouija board.
We've had teenagers contact us and say, look, you know, me and my friends, you know, we had a party the other night and we were drinking and we got a Ouija board out and we played it. And 2 weeks after that, I crashed my car. We shouldn't have played the Ouija board, you know, and... They blame every bad thing that happens in their life.
Were you drunk while you were driving?
Yeah.
Well, you shouldn't be drinking.
It doesn't matter about the alcohol or the drugs. It's like, you know, they blame the board. So it's, it's...
Or even people who say, I've had five...
Closer to the mic, sorry.
Even people who've told us they've had, you know, nothing but bad experiences for the last 5 years. And 5 years ago, they played with a Ouija board and now everything in their life is terrible and their wife has left them and they don't have a job and life is just horrible. And it's all because of this Ouija board they played with.
That's crazy.
Absolutely.
Have you guys got any experience playing it? Have something paranormal happened? Something that you guys wanted to share before we started to playing with it?
I love about you, Barbara.
I have. As a teenager, we played with Ouija boards often. It was just kind of when we were a bit bored, we'd play with a Ouija board. And I have seen... personally, a table rise up off the ground while we're playing with the Ouija board on it.
Okay.
Now, this comes back to what we were talking about perception. Like, I saw it happen. I can say definitely.
How high? Like,
it was high. It was like chest high. The table went to like chest high, and it was really light too. It was
floating.
It appeared to be floating. However, I do want to say that. That was my perception now of what happened However, now, knowing what I know, and as a paranormal investigator, I just wish I had been able to go back, try and recreate it, have a good look at what was happening.
Of course.
Actually just stand back and say, hang on, you can't always believe your eyes.
That's true.
You know, because...
Or your mind, or
yep, absolutely, absolutely. And I think that when people say that something happened when they were playing with a Ouija board, often it's just something did happen, but it was something logical or rational, and because they so wanted to believe it was because they were playing with the Ouija board, they've believed that, and they haven't actually just looked at things properly and wondered what is actually happening.
They let go by their emotions, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, the Ouija board itself, it's actually quite a technical thing. It's been based on the mind over matter theory and the power of suggestion as well. Mm. And there's a thing called the ideometer effect, or the ideometer effect, and that is the involuntary muscle movement caused by the mind subconsciously.
Yes.
And we've seen that numerous times when you have a lot of people circling around the Ouija board with their fingers on the planchet, as you do, the first question you ask is there anybody here that would like to speak with us? And, of course, everybody's looking at the yes.
Everybody wants to have a...
They want a yes. And, of course, what happens is your mind is thinking, yes, 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 and your muscles start twitching.
Yes, 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 yes.
And, of course, everything, and all it takes is for one little bit of movement, and everybody sort of goes with it, and it ends up in yes. It's the same effect. You try driving on the motorway, you try driving on the road, looking at the centre line. You look at the centre line as you're driving, you'll start going towards that line.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You're looking at it. You'll start moving towards it.
And my seat just went down, and I didn't do it on purpose. I'm like, what?
Oh,
seriously.
Demons.
Or demons. Something supposed to protect me.
Or are you thinking about your chair going down?
Probably. I think that's what happened. So how do we play this? Like, how does it work? Can you explain the process? Because I played ages ago, so I have absolutely no idea how to actually start this. What do we need? Should we put the music higher? No music? Should
you
we
can
put
have
some
whatever you like.
How do we start the game? How do we do it? Should we get the camera closer? We're actually recording on Facebook.
Yeah.
And Santi is gonna get the camera just for everybody to have a proper view. And I want to say hello to everybody that is connecting on Facebook. We have Mirka, we have Karina, we have Vishal, Eric, and hello everybody. Hopefully you will see me again. Sandy, if you want, you can actually remove the iPad from the Ouija board. And Mark, whenever you guys want to start.
Mm. However, so is it just the two of us? Or is it just the two of us?
I think I would love to play, but I cannot go.
You can't reach.
I cannot.
You're too scared.
No. I'm cool, but I don't know how to do it.
He's terrified.
Should I go that way? What do we need to do? What do you guys need from me?
We need to have a few fingers on the planchet, basically.
And the more fingers on it, the better, be honest.
Because if it's just me and Barbara, we both know how it works.
I will go there.
So it's not going to move.
Are we going to do the big circle thing to get it going?
Yeah, start with.
Yeah, it'll have to.
I ask you to please talk to your mic because I will not be able to actually see this. Hello, hello. Okay, I'm here.
Okay. We'll get the
sound. Hello. Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
My voice is out there?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Totally fine.
Excellent.
How's that going to work?
So,
maybe if I don't have a
one mic. Second, guys.
I can still hear you, Pat. Oh.
Sorry. Can you?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
We're getting there.
Sorry. I'm here, ready to do this. Let's do this.
Okay.
Right. So
we all put our fingers on the planchette here.
Right. Or putting our fingers on this thing. All two fingers or how many fingers?
Two. That's fine.
Just two.
Very gently.
Just lightly touching it.
I'm touching it. Just slightly touching it.
Okay. And just leave them there for a while.
Okay. Should I put pressure or
just
hold it?
Your arm will start to ache.
And any movement you feel,
okay,
you just go with it.
Okay. Let's see.
What we're going to do is we're just going to start doing a few circles just to get the energy going between us.
Okay.
Get some movement. So what we'll do is I'll start leading. I'll say so we're going to go around.
Okay, let's do this. We are moving.
Okay.
How do you call this thing that we're moving?
It's called a planchet.
The planchet.
Planchet, yes.
So before we do that, if you can get your microphone closer, Mark, just for people can actually hear what we are saying.
Okay, how's that?
Perfect. Much better. Okay.
Okay, so we're just building up a bit of energy between us.
Okay, I feel the energy.
Can you
definitely
feel
it?
You feeling it? Okay. It helps if you have more people, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's cool.
Right, so now we stop.
And then we're going to slow down and stop. Right, now what we're going to do...
Okay.
We would like to open the portal, and we would like to ask any spirits in this room, if there are any spirits in this room now that would like to speak with us via this Ouija board here...
We are available.
Guide the planchette. Guide our hands around the board. Okay. Okay.
Can you feel it? Can you feel something?
I can feel something.
Oh, it's Santi. What are you doing back there? Oh, no, no, no. That's not Santi.
Okay. Just.
Okay, I'm just putting my finger there.
Your arms will get tired and sore. That's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, actually, you're getting a little bit tired now.
That's part of it. That's part of the effect.
No, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, there we go.
Oh, it's moving.
Yeah, it is.
It's moving, people.
Okay, can you give us...
That's crazy.
Can you tell us the first letter of your name, please?
Okay, it's moving.
Just wherever it goes.
Slowly.
It's moving.
Yeah, we'll just let it go.
There is nobody down the table moving it, actually?
No.
R. And then it's moving to the S. No.
No.
E. I'm trying to guess the spirit.
R-F.
R-F.
Well,
maybe he's giving us the first name and last name.
Could be
initials.
Are they your initials?
It's moving, people. I'm not moving it.
That's pointing to
is
yes.
Mark moving it? No.
There you go. It's yes. No, I'm just gently touching it. That's yes.
Okay.
That's the initials.
R what?
RF.
RF. And what can we ask to RF? How does it work? Can you ask anything or how does it work? Like
you can ask anything. Whether you'll be able to get an answer is a different story.
Probably nobody's listening to you. So could you say it again, please?
You can ask, ask questions of RF, but usually it's kind of try and establish who it might be.
Of course.
This is all just... It's a lot of people will ask for a name, is RF connected to somebody at the table?
Okay.
And that sort of thing.
Yeah, those kind of questions are what I was aiming.
Trying to establish who it is.
So what will be the next question for R?
Okay.
RF.
RF, do you know someone... Do you know someone at this table?
We're asking RF if know anybody at this table. Ooh.
It's staying at yes.
It says yes. Ooh.
You ask the next question. You know what the next question is.
Well, it's somebody in this building, and you work in this building.
Sorry?
You work in this building, and it's in this building.
It's in this building?
It's in this building.
And
it says it knows somebody. And
okay.
You work in this building.
Ask that question.
If they know me, but I don't think... But this is going to be a very stupid question, but like, those ghosts, how do know how to speak different languages? Because I don't know if a ghost knows me who knows Spanish, but...
Well, they know, could, yes.
Should I ask directly, like me, or how does it work? Like,
well, no. Ask him if he knows you.
Do you know me, J-R-R-J? No.
R-F.
R-F. Do you know me, R-F?
Oh.
What? Okay.
Are you connected to the building? Are you connected to the building?
Are you connected to the building?
Yeah, it's just staying on the scene.
Yeah, it's just moved a bit more over the yes. So it looks like whoever
you have
it
a friend.
Is.
Yeah.
Mark, any question, Mark, that we should ask next? I'm not going to lie. I'm a little bit scared.
Okay. Do you like Manuel?
I saw it moving. I was like, come on.
It's on the yes, so...
I didn't go to the no.
Thank you. I like you too, RF.
I would worry if it went like that.
I know. I was like, I started to feel it and I was like pushing it. No.
But as you can see, there are it's not necessarily a demonic thing. It depends on your beliefs and what your intentions are and what you want.
Cool. Okay. Okay, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to ask a question, but I'm not actually going to say it. Is that all right?
Try it.
I'm going to try it out. So I'm going to think a question. I'm not going to say it, and then I'm going to see if he can actually guess what I'm what I'm trying to guess.
Is it a yes or no question?
No, it's not a yes or no question.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to think it right now. Okay, that's it. No way.
S.
S?
Is that...
Okay, can I ask... I'm going to ask again. Okay. What is this?
P.
P?
P. I don't know.
SP?
SP. What SP could be?
What was the question?
I asked him when it was my birthday. What date? Like a number between 1 and 10.
Okay.
And it was 7.
For 7?
Yeah, I was thinking 7. But he put S...
Maybe he can't spell.
CP. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you something, guys. This thing is actually moving. Like, I'm actually not touching. I'm just putting my fingers. And it's actually moving. Like, can you... Okay, I have a question. Can you understand Spanish? Oh, I think I know why he couldn't guess my question. I was thinking it in Spanish. Oh.
Oh, there you go.
So, it's a...
Yeah.
So I have an international friend. And I was complaining that I don't have any New Zealanders friends.
There we go.
Are you a Kiwi? Were you a Kiwi? Was that the correct answer? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose so, yeah.
People, this is moving. This is moving. Yes.
Okay.
He's a Kiwi bloke.
He's a Kiwi bloke.
So he was... attached to the building. Now he watches you.
He knows me. He sees me on the show.
He may have been one of the patients from Carrington.
Probably. Really?
So you have a psychiatric patient as a friend.
Should we ask that? Have you have you seen any of... Do you like my show? Do you like my radio show or not? Is that any... Are you having fun while I do my show? Okay, I'm asking if I'm having fun. And he said yes.
Well, there we go.
That's cool. I have a friend, Santi. We're not alone.
He might be a bit mentally unstable, but he's a friend.
It's about love. It's all over care. Any other question, guys? What we should say? Anything that we could do?
You can do this for hours, really. I mean, it's...
You can, yeah. You can try asking anything. I'm just trying to think of something that. Can you spell out your surname, please?
Oh, that's an interesting.
That could take forever.
No.
He's going to spell his last name.
Yeah.
So start with F.
Yeah. Start with
F.
F.
I.
Yeah.
I can spell. F. I. V. I always said that V wrong.
If I... It might be you, actually. Is that you? Or V? Which one is it?
Oh, my arm's aching now.
It's
my
hands.
V?
F-I-V.
Oh. F-I-V. You. No, not you, not you.
F-I-V.
I don't want to confuse people. S? F-I-S-U. Oh, no.
Is that you? Was that a you? S.
Oops.
Whoops.
It's moving quite fast now, guys. It was a long last name.
Oh, where are we?
Okay. I don't want to be the bad guy, but... We just have 45 minutes, so we need to do this quickly. No, I'm just kidding. It was moving quite drastically there. Huh?
He sounds foreign.
He definitely doesn't sound like a Kiwi. It's just the investigator in me coming out here, because if we were able to get, if we were able to get a surname, and my next question would have been
what it will be,
what the year that he died.
Oh,
and then we've got like something.
We got something that we can talk. That's interesting.
That's what I was going to, was what, where I was going with that.
If we just go the two of, do we need a three forces, or you just got try. Two, or
we can try.
Okay. So what are we asking now?
Are you still there?
We might lose the connection.
Hello? Hello?
I think is the signal here is terrible. Oh, okay, it's coming.
The Wi-Fi is down. The spiritual Wi-Fi.
Okay, we know you're still there then. Don't go all the way to yes.
So I'm going to ask a question, but where is he exactly? Is he moving this thing? Is he seated on the table? Is he next to us?
Awesome.
Do you guys, like, do we know? You know what I mean? Like, is he sitting on the table? Is he next to us? Like,
We have no idea.
I don't know if you guys watched.
There's so many questions, though.
Oh, sorry. what it will be an interesting question for you? I don't know. Now, the thing is, my brain is bombarded.
Are you standing here with us now?
Are you standing next to me?
Still here?
He might be gone, huh?
I think he's shy of Mark's camera.
sorry for the photos. We just wanted to tag you.
Yeah.
Are you still here?
Are you still here?
Okay. Is there anyone else?
Oh, so there's more than one spirit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just one. Like, one spirit was walking by. Oh, they're calling me. You know what? I felt in the other one, in one of the last questions, I started feeling it quite strong. Like, it was interesting. Oh, I think we lost it.
Looks that way.
I think we lost it. I'm going to go back to my seat, guys. Do we need to do anything before we... Should we say goodbye?
Say goodbye. So we're going now. Thank you very much for...
Thank you very much for coming
and we'll let you go.
Keep your way.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much. All right.
How easy was that?
Okay, people. Oh, sorry, I just throw that up. That was very, very interesting. Let's see what's going on.
No demons. No demons there?
No demons.
Yet.
But it was.
Yet. No one's been possessed yet.
We're going to talk about what we were saying, but... It was a very interesting experience. You feel something different when you are grabbing that thing.
Mm. And the more people you have with their fingers on the planchette, the more movement.
It's very, very interesting. I don't know how good the quality was, because I was like there. I was not actually able to listen to properly. I was trying to speak as much as we can. Hopefully we got everything on video, did we? But it was very, very interesting. Like, you got a feeling of something. I don't know how to describe it. It was interesting. So, what information do we have? It was a guy. His name was
RF.
RF.
The initials were RF.
He was spelling his last name. No, but it was
no. That was just weird. We got gobbledygook for that. He's attached to.
Oh,
the
could
building.
You please talk closer to the mic?
Sorry.
No worries.
Yeah, we just got gobbledygook for when we asked him to spell his surname, but he did say he. Well, we're assuming it's a man, actually.
I think it's a man.
We didn't.
No.
We've just assumed. I mean, it could have been a woman. It might be a woman watching you.
You know what? I feel it's a man. I don't know. I cannot explain it.
I assumed it was a man, too.
I cannot explain it, but I feel it was a man.
As soon as I heard R, I thought Robert. That's the name that came to my head. Robert,
maybe.
Straight away. So I don't know. I'm not psychic.
That was my next question. Have you guys got the... Can you feel presence? Like, when you, can you feel that... Because straight away, you said that it was, oh, I feel something, like, immediately, as soon as we start. I don't know if you remember you said that.
It depends on the building. Like, you do actually feel something. You feel an atmospheric change. Like, I've noticed when we've done investigations in places, for example, King Seat Mental Asylum,
yeah.
An old psychiatric hospital. certain cells there have a different sort of feeling to the other cells. You walk into a whole row of cells or rooms.
Yes.
And each room is exactly the same. But then you'll come across one where the air is thick and different. And you can just feel it straight away. The atmosphere is different.
And it's so hard to explain that feeling. I've tried. When I'm feeling that, you know, sensation, I've just stopped and thought, how does it feel? Why does it feel different? And it's just, you can't pinpoint what it is.
But you actually experience it too, actually.
Oh, absolutely.
And you can get different feelings depending on where you are in the situation. You can have, I felt electrical static sort of charges. You can feel that sort of electricity, sort of staticky sort of feeling. It could be a suffocating feel with air. It just feels really thick and you can't breathe very well. It could be heat or you might feel super cold, really, really cold, ridiculously cold in a room which has got, you know.
Is that true that when you feel cold, is that something bad, like...
Well, who knows? We don't know.
You don't know, like, for...
No.
I don't know, but for your experience that you've been, guys, investigated the paranormal for many years, maybe there is, like, a pattern. Like, I don't know, maybe something like we did today, that it was a spirit that just passing by that doesn't want to hurt anyone, than something that it's maybe a little bit more crazy or...
There is one theory that if there is a spirit around and they're wanting to manifest themselves, that they actually will take the energy from the air around them. And taking that energy from the air around them causes the... takes the heat as well. The heat is the energy that it takes. And so that causes a cold spot or a cold room. And I have actually experienced, like, a room so cold that I've had, like, condensed steam coming out of my mouth. And that was at King's Seat as well. Just suddenly walked into a room freezing cold. And myself and another investigator literally looked at the steam coming out. And we walked out of the room again, and it was fine, nothing.
That's crazy.
It happens. Yeah.
And I think most investigators would have a story like that or a number of stories like that.
The whole cold spot thing is very common in the paranormal field. We all sort of feel it at some stage. Of course, the whole story behind it and what it could be is just a theory, but it happens a lot. And it's quite interesting when it does happen, especially when you've got a whole lot of rooms all with the same temperature, and all of a sudden you've got one that's icy cold for no reason. Mm. Why, you know? It's part of the mystery.
And sometimes it's an icy cold room that was not icy cold, you know, 3 minutes ago when you walked in the other door. So, yeah, it's one of those intriguing things that happen that hopefully we'll eventually get to the bottom of, but not yet.
What it will, like, from how long have you guys been studying this? You mentioned to me that you've been 9 years,
over 8 years with Haunted Auckland, but I've been investigating since I was a child.
Oh, yeah, same story than Mark.
Exactly.
So, what it will be one story or one thing that happens to you that it's relevant? Like, it's more than the chills and that the cold. Like, I don't know. Like, as much as you can explain and show, just for people out there that are listening to this that believe it and not believe it, just to hear, to try to understand this, because you guys pretty much seen it all. Like, I mean, right now I'm just fascinated how you feel this thing moving and how somehow you know. I know that it was a guy. I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense, but I knew it. Mm. But you guys are being... I mean, you're studying this. You do this for... You love it. So what can you share? Like, anything that happened, not necessarily crazy, scary, but something that blow your mind. Even though that is probably hard to impress you right now.
Okay, I'll tell you something that has happened to me that completely blew my mind. I was at home one day, 6 o'clock in the morning, beautiful, beautiful day, and I heard footsteps, child's footsteps walk into the room. And I turn around expecting to see my daughter, and she wasn't there. And I'm like, oh, that's a bit weird. Then next thing I hear a child crying, a young child, maybe 2 years old, crying. And I'm like, what is going on? I mean, I'm not asleep. I've been up. I'm drinking my coffee. It's all like, I can't think of what is happening here. And then this crying slowly gets further and further away. And this is happening in front of me. I can hear it all. And there's nothing there until, and the crying just slowly got fainter and fainter until I couldn't hear it anymore.
And what it was, you don't know?
No idea.
Lots of little things happen. I mean, we don't really have too many major exciting things like you see in the movies on television, but we have little things happen that make us go, wow, that was very cool. That was really neat. And we just store it away and we file it and, you know, we take note of it and we try and document it where we can. And that's all we can do, really, is just document them as they happen and take note of them and try and figure out how they happened.
And when that happened, you were happy? Like, you were like, whoa, what was that? Like,
I was just like, I wasn't happy. I was more like, what confused. On earth is going on, you know? To this day, I still can't even start to work out what was going on that day.
It's crazy. There is one movie, I don't know if you guys watch it, called Ghost Story. Mm. And it's a very, very nice movie. I like it because they show you the ghost being this completely alone entity that cannot share feelings, they cannot feel love, he cannot touch, he cannot do anything. So his life, or it life, not his, like it life, it's very empty and very with nothing. So at one point he started to get annoyed because he's alone and nobody talks to him and he cannot communicate. Now he started to do a rampage and started touching things and moving things around. But the people in the house is like, what the hell is happening? But it was the frustration of the ghost being able to see everything without actually do anything. Like, we can talk, we can touch each other, we can feel, you can love, but the ghost is just looking at you without being able to communicate.
Yeah, it must be quite frustrating for them.
It must be crazy, like.
If that's what happens.
If that's how it is, of course. Do you have a theory? Like, have you get a theory of ghosts? What are ghosts? Are they like people that die and they couldn't go to heaven or not?
We don't know, because things happen and it changes our what we think. I mean, there have been times where we think, okay, ghosts are in the room with us right now, and we, you know, and then something will happen, and you think, okay, you'll start asking questions, and you'll find out that, okay, they don't seem to be in the room with us, but they can see us. They seem to be in a different dimension somehow, and they seem to be able to see us, but we can't see them, and they don't know where they are, but they don't, I don't know, it's weird trying to explain it. But
yeah, the thing is, if you start to think like that, you just get lost in the universe.
Absolutely.
It's a huge mystery, and there are so many things that just pop up that you think, well, okay, I don't know how to explain that.
Do you guys practice any religion? Like, are you guys from Catholic, Christian, nothing? Or used to?
I basically call myself a Christian. You know, I do believe in a God and that sort of angels, maybe demons.
Yeah.
I'm not religious.
I understand.
That's another thing, is that it doesn't matter if you're religious. You can't, if you're doing serious paranormal research, you can't really bring all that sort of religious bias into it. You can't really bring all that belief and into it, because it affects the final result. Depending on the religion, you know, it'll be different entities. You know?
Of course. Depending on what you believe, it's happening.
It sort of muddies the waters there of what it actually is you're actually looking at.
And that goes back to what we were saying about perceptions, because, if something awful happened, well, a very religious person would say it's a demon. Someone else might just say, well, it's a very nasty person who's died. Mm. And another person would just say, it's rubbish, that's just wind, and it's cold in here, and we'll close the windows and it'll be fine. It just goes back to what your personal perception is.
Is there a place in the world that there is more ghost activity than others? Like, I don't know, I'm thinking a place like New Zealand that it's quite new. It's maybe not as many activities as Europe, that it's been ages in the world and probably thousands of
Why do you think Mark's going to Scotland?
Mark's going to Scotland soon,
going to
right?
Scotland, yeah. Going to the UK. I've got quite a few investigations lined up.
Anything interesting, like any castles or anything like that?
Lots of castles.
Whoa,
yeah.
Can you imagine that castles
maybe
must
night.
Be full of... There is one place, I don't remember what it is. I wish I have the information. It's a place somewhere in Europe that it's the most haunted... I think it was like a cemetery, and they took this guy that he's don't believe in anything. He's like, oh, I don't believe in ghosts. I can go there. Nothing is going to happen to me. He went into this room, and he started to freak out after 10 minutes, he's like, it feels so dense and so horrible. And there's cameras recording him and all that. He's just uncomfortable there and he just walks away.
If that was actually true, every paranormal investigator in the world would be there and we wouldn't be having to investigate every lead, every building we come across.
Of course.
The world's paranormal investigators and scientists and would be there at that cemetery recording everything that happened and getting all the proof that we need.
There's no spot in the world that you can say, oh, if you go here, you will find this.
No, every hotel in Europe and the UK is the most haunted in the UK. They all say that.
Publicity.
I've been booking hotels and things for the past few weeks for our holiday, and every single one is like, this is the UK's most haunted hotel, and this is the most haunted place in, London. And
but hotels are interesting places. I'm actually going to share you guys. This didn't happen to me. This happened to my brother. He travels a lot, and he was in this hotel. He was sleeping. And at 5 in the morning, you know when you press in your phone the speaker, it sounds toot, 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 toot. It was 5 in the morning, and he said that he started to hear beep, 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 beep. After, like a minute, he wakes up, and he's like, that's crazy. Okay. But he didn't thought much about it, so he just like hang up, went to the toilet, went back to sleep. 2 minutes later, the same thing. And he doesn't believe in anything. Like but he just woke up like, this is weird. Like, it was something intentionally tried to call his attention, because you need actually to press a button to make...
Was it the speakerphone?
Yeah.
You pressed the speakerphone.
Yeah, it was like in a phone and you press the speaker. Probably we can hear it here. Oh, no, we cannot hear it. But yes,
yeah.
It was the speaker. The doo. But it happened twice. Like, it happens. He woke up, went to the toilet, and he was like, oh, that was weird. He went back to sleep, and it happens again, like straight up.
Now, okay, I'm going to put my paranormal investigator's hat on there, and especially if it was 5 a.m. in the morning, it possibly could have been that the people in the room the night before had asked for a 5 a.m. wake-up call.
That's true. My brother is a liar.
He clearly did hear that. But a possible explanation could be that it was a wake-up call that had not been cancelled.
That's another thing about humans. That's something we don't understand. We jump completely to the most crazy theory possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, this fell off instead of to think that it was something else. It was JR. My friend moved it. You know, you think of this crazy thing.
This is why we ask people to think. You know, we ask people to just step back for a sec, breathe, and just think about it for a sec. You know, I mean, oftentimes, most of the time, it'll have some logical explanation. You just got to think about it for a bit. Sometimes it becomes obvious straight away. Sometimes you have to really sort of try and do some detective work, as we do. But sometimes it's quite clear, straight up.
Yeah, you can actually figure it out yourself.
Yeah, that's right.
Guys, it's almost time to go. It's unbelievable. It always happened the same. We like ended up talking, and I have like a 3 million questions that I wanted to ask. I wanted like the Ouija board start to levitate or something, start to like appear things in the studio, but none of that happened. But thank you very much. I think we need to get a show. Once that you're back from Scotland, I'm actually going away as well. We need to get another show, and I think we should take calls from people.
I think so.
Just to share experience, people from New Zealand. Oh. Did you guys hear that?
What? What's that?
We're gonna listen it to again, but I hear a very subtle voice like shh, shh, shh. I promise.
No.
Like a woman. I promise.
It wasn't
I'm not lying. Like something like if it was shh, 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 shh.
Oh, it must be
I'm gonna listen to it again. Maybe I'm just being paranoid. Anyways.
It's Mark giggling.
It's Mark. Mark, thank you very much for coming. Guys, anything that you want to say, you have a minute to share to the world?
Just check out our website. It's www.hauntedauckland.com, hauntedauckland.com, or just find us on Facebook. And if you have any questions, just post them and we'll try and answer them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect. And we're going to have you again in the near future to have more stories. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, guys, for being here. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Santi. Thank you, everybody from Radio Latino. It's time to go. Next week, we're going to have a live band playing here. And yeah, more things, more stories. Radio Latino 104.6. Oh, thank you to our sponsor, Metro Adventure Backpackers, 51 Hobson Street. Gracias.